This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with the series called 40 Days in the Word. In these lessons, Rick teaches us what it means to not just be hearers of the Word, but also doers of the Word. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get the complete audio of this great series. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Integrating God's Word into My Life.
Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're really my follower. Then you're my disciple. He didn't say if you do it for 40 days and stop. He said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciple. So this week, I want us to look at how do you maintain a heart for God's word? How do you integrate God's word into every area of your life? Now that word integrate, you know what integration is? It's the opposite of segregation. Segregation means to separate into groups. When you segment your life, you live a segregated life. When you take the pieces of the pie and you say, this is my personal life, and this is my church life, and this is my business life, and this is my home life, and here's my sex life, and here's my social life, and you segment your life, then you live a segregated life. You don't have an integrated life, which means you lack integrity. Integrity comes from that same word. To have integrity means to believe your life is integrated. It is a whole. You don't act one way with a group of people over here and another way with a group over here. You don't act different at home than you act at church, or the way you act at church is different than the way you act at work. To act the same in all areas as a whole life is an integrated or a life of integrity. I want you to live that kind of life. I want you to become a man of the word. I want you to become a woman of the word. Now, how does that happen? Well, it isn't going to happen at all unless you have a desire. If you have no intention, say, well, I don't really desire to be a man of the word. I don't desire to be a woman of the word. Then it's never going to happen. It starts with desire. The first verse on your outline today is out of Psalm 119, verse 20. The contemporary English version says this: what I want most of all. What I want most of all, in other words, the number one priority in my life, what I want most of all and at all times, that means it's integrated. It's not just at church time, but at all times, is I want to honor your laws. This David is saying here, you know, I want to be a man of the word. Whether I'm at work or I'm at home or I'm at a Ducks game or I'm playing with my kids or I'm on a golf course, I want to be a man of the word. I want my life to be leaded and guided and directed by the word of God. Now, what I want to do this weekend is show you how to do that. And how you do that is in six very simple steps. The steps are actually in the six Bible verses we've been memorizing for the last 6 weeks. Every one of those memory verses were intentionally chosen because they give a key to keeping on in the word of God. And if you'll not just memorize these six verses we've been having one a week on, but you'll actually begin to build your life around them, then you will become a woman of the word. You will become a man of the word. Because these things teach us how to take the Bible and build on it, feed on it, live by it, grow through it, act on it, and trust in it. Let's look at these six verses. The first thing I'm going to do, if I'm going to become a man of the word or a woman of the word, is I must build on it. I must build on it. In other words, I make the Bible the foundation for my life. Whatever is the foundation will determine how big the structure can be on top of it. And so I'm going to build my life on the Bible.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
If you love what you're hearing and you don't want to miss any part of this series, then contact us right away to get your own copy. The 40 Days in the Word complete audio series by Pastor Rick Warren is perfect for your personal audio library and for sharing with friends and family. You have your choice of a CD, high-quality MP3s, or flash drive. We'll send you this great audio series as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. This collection includes 7 complete, commercial-free messages from Pastor Rick Warren that are sure to be a blessing to you and your loved ones. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support. There are only 2 days left to get this awesome study tool, so contact us today.
Here's what people just like you are saying about Pastor Rick's Daily Hope.
Listening to the Daily Hope broadcast has really impacted my life in so many ways. In the practical teaching that Daily Hope offers, it's been life-changing for me. Even for someone who's been a believer their entire life, I still continue to grow, and I am so thankful for the ministry and what you guys do.
What is God doing in your life through this broadcast? Email us and let us know at rick@pastorrick.com. You can listen every day to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope on this station or at PastorRick.com, the Daily Hope app, or you can listen to our podcast on iTunes.
Thanks for listening today, everybody. And let's be on the lookout for how God is working in each of our lives.
Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, Monday through Friday, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor Rick Warren.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life and pastor at Saddleback Church. I have some great news for those of you who speak Spanish. A daily Spanish edition of the Daily Hope broadcast. It's going to include the same inspirational and practical Bible teaching that I've been sharing on Daily Hope for the past 6 years, but it's going to be in Espanol.
Jeremías 29:11. Sé muy bien lo que tengo planeado para ustedes, dice el Señor. Son planes para su bienestar, no para su mal. Son planes de darles un futuro y una esperanza.
Would you help me get this word out to people who speak Spanish as their first language? We have always had the desire to share the good news of hope with everyone, everywhere. And with 500 million people who speak Spanish in the world, this will open up a brand new audience of people to hear about the love and the joy and the peace and the hope of Jesus Christ.
You can listen right now at PastorRick.com.
The first thing I'm going to do, if I'm going to become a man of the word or a woman of the word, is I must build on it. Whatever is the foundation will determine how big the structure can be on top of it. And so I'm going to build my life on the Bible. Now, this is what Jesus talks about in Matthew chapter 7. At the end of his very famous Sermon on the Mount, he says this: everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Matthew 7:24. It's one of our memory verses. He's saying, you can build your life on sand, or you can build your life on a rock. Now, if you build your life on the rock of truth, truth never changes. Opinion changes, but truth doesn't change. If it's true, it's been true. It was true 1,000 years ago. It'll be true 1,000 years from today. An opinion does change. But if you build on the rock of God's word, you say, then you're going to build on the stability of something that never changes. And when the rogue winds of life come, when the storms of life, when the trials and the troubles and temptations and all those tough times inevitably come into your life, you're not blown away. You're not blown over. You don't crumble like most people do, because you are solid. You're built on a rock foundation. On the other hand, if you build on the shifting sands of just opinion or whatever happens to be popular, whatever, then you're going to be shifting sands. The foundation will crumble. The structure will crumble. I need to say, first off, say, God, I'm going to build my life on this book. I don't always understand it. Shoot, I don't even always like it. I don't even like what God says sometimes. But God, even if I don't like what you say, I'm going to build my life on what you say, because I know you're not going to lie to me. It's the truth. Now, most people build their lives on shifty foundations and their lives fall apart. Let me give you four common foundations you don't want to build your life on. Number one is popular culture. Some people build their life on popular culture because they think, well, you know, I just do whatever everybody else is doing. If it's popular, I do it. If it's not, I don't do it. The problem with that is whatever's popular today is going to be unpopular tomorrow. Whatever's in style today will be out of style tomorrow. Whatever is cool today will not be cool tomorrow. And so it's constantly changing the foundation. God says this in Exodus 23, verse 2, up here on the screen. He says, don't follow the crowd in doing wrong, because crowd's often wrong. So he says, don't build yourself on a shifting sands of popular culture. Second thing you don't want to build on is tradition. And a lot of people build their lives on tradition. In other words, I do it because I've always done it. And that's a circular reasoning idea. Or my parents have always done it. Or my grandparents have done it. Or we've always done it that way. Now, tradition isn't bad. And in fact, something becomes a tradition because it works. But no tradition lasts forever. Truth lasts forever, but no tradition lasts forever. Traditions eventually wear out, become obsolete, and they're not valid. And even Jesus says this in Mark chapter 7 on the screen, verse 8. He says to a group of religious leaders, you have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men. I know a lot of churches like that. They're holding on to traditions that aren't really in the Bible. It's just something they've always done, traditional. And he says, you're actually putting tradition before truth. And that's going to get you in trouble. A third thing you don't want to build your life on is simply reason. Now, we all need reason. Reason is reasonable. In fact, God gives us the ability to reason. But sometimes what you think is reasonable is not actually right. And you say, well, I've always thought. Well, it really doesn't matter what you've always thought. What matters is what's the right thing to do in this circumstance. When I rely on my own intellect, when I do what I've always thought, what seems reasonable to me often ends up being a mistake. Reason's a good thing, but it's not infallible. Proverbs 16:25 says this here on the screen. There's a way that seems right to man. It seems like the right thing. But in the end, he goes, it's a dead end. It's a dead end. It leads to death. How many times have you made a decision you thought was reasonable? I need to marry this person. I need to get into this business. I need to accept this job offer. I need to make this investment. And what seemed like the right thing was an absolute disaster. Because your reason isn't always infallible. You make mistakes. And we're not always, when we think we're being logical, we're not always as logical as we think we are. Now, the most important one to avoid is the fourth one, which is emotion. And some people build their lives simply on emotion. They build their lives on their feelings. If it feels right, I do it. If it feels wrong, I don't do it. In other words, I do what I feel like doing. Do what you feel. I feel like doing it, so, and it feels right, so it must be right. There's a problem with that. Feelings lie. They lie to you all the time. Your feelings, you lie to yourself more than you lie to anybody else. And your feelings sometimes tell you things are going great when they aren't. And sometimes your feelings tell you things are going falling apart when they're actually better than you think they are. Feelings lie to you all the time. They're highly unreliable. And if you live by your feelings, you will spend your life manipulated by your moods. Most of what gets accomplished in the world today is done by people who don't feel like doing it when they did it. If you only do what you feel like doing, you'll stay in bed most days of the week. A lot of times to get anything done, you've got to do what you don't feel like doing. And if you build your life simply on emotions, I feel like doing it, then you do it. There's a word for that, immaturity. Maturity and wisdom is when you act according to your values, according to your convictions, and according to what's right rather than what I feel like doing. The Bible tells us in Judges chapter 21, now this is like 5,000 years ago. It says, at that time, there was no king in Israel, and people did whatever they felt like doing. Now, to show you how these are unreasonable and unreliable, emotion and reason and tradition and popular culture, I thought I'd show you a difference between how Hollywood views marriage and how God views marriage. This is Hollywood's formula for relationships. You want to be happy? It says, number one, what you do is you find the right person. Okay? Then number two, you fall in love. Then number three, you fix all your hopes and dreams on that one person for all your future fulfillment. And then number four, if failure occurs, repeat steps one, two, and three. Okay? Just repeat it over and over and over, and you know, 10 dozen times, doesn't really matter, okay? Now, let me give you God's prescription for relationships. Number one, instead of finding the right person, become the right person. You focus on building character in your life, the kind of person that, you know, is worthy of marriage, okay? Become the right person. Then number two, instead of falling in love, walk in love. You see, love is a choice. It's 100% under control. You say, I fell out of love. Well, you chose to fall out of love because you choose to fall in and you choose to fall out. Love is a choice. It's not an emotion. Love creates emotion. Oh, baby, some really good ones. But love is not an emotion. Love is a choice. It's making your problem my problem. It's choosing your need over my need. It's being other-centered rather than me-centered. So, become the right person, walk in love. Third step is fix your hope on God and honor Him through your relationship. And then number four, if failure occurs, repeat steps one, two, and three. And that's the difference. Now, you want to build your life on the Word of God. Say, you know, I don't always agree with it. I don't always like it. It's not always convenient. It's not always politically correct. But if God said it, it's got to be true. So God, I'm going to build my life on the Bible. It is my final authority for life. Now, after you start building on it, the second thing you have to do is you have to feed on it. You have to feed on the Bible to get the strength you need. Now, I've asked Pastor Buddy to come and share the next couple of points. Okay?
The second way to integrate the Word of God into your life is to feed yourself on the Word of God. The Bible tells us that the Word of God is spiritual food. In fact, it uses several pictures. The Bible describes itself as the water, the milk, the bread, and the meat of the spiritual life. So it has everything that you're going to need for sustenance. But you have to be feeding yourself. You have to be eating something. Because just like you need physical food for physical strength, well, you've got to have spiritual food for spiritual strength. The first way that you can take the Word of God in is I can receive it with my ears. That means I have to be hearing the Word of God. The Bible says faith comes through hearing the Word of God. So how do you hear it? Well, commit yourself to come to church. Listen to the Word of God being preached to you. Listen to it when it is read to you. When you're reading it off the screens, listen to the words that you're hearing. The second way to feed on the Word of God is I read it with my eyes. Why do you think God gave you this book? Not just so you can put it on a shelf. Having a Bible in your house is not going to bless your life. You've got to have the Bible in your heart. You've got to take it in by reading the Word of God. So there's a third way that we can feed on the Word of God, and that is that I research it with my hands and with my mouth. Now, what does that mean? You read it, you study it with your hands by writing things down and documenting your thoughts and observations. But you also do it with your mouth by talking to other believers. That's what small group life is about. We feed ourselves by feeding one another of the truth that God is speaking to us out of His Word. A fourth way to feed yourself on the Word is I can reflect on it with my mind. I don't just read it, maybe talk about it, and then go on as though nothing had happened. And then a fifth way I can feed myself is I remember it with my heart. Now, there's a difference between remembering with your mind and with your heart. This is talking about memorizing Scripture. You begin to absorb what it really is saying when you do these things. But now, why does God want us to do this? Well, that brings us to the next point. Not only are we to feed on it, I want you to write this down. We integrate the Word into our lives when we live by it. It is the Word of God that sets the standard by which you judge everything else of value in your life. It's the standard by which you make decisions for the things that you are facing in life. You've got to build your life on something. You've got to base those decisions on something. And it comes when we allow the Word of God to become the standard by which we live. The Bible says in Psalm 1, blessed is the one, the man, the woman, who doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, but who meditates on the Word of God. What does that mean? It means if you want your life to be blessed, you don't build your life on the counsel of the world, on the way the world thinks. But you meditate, you build your life on the way that God thinks. When you let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, you absorb the nature of Christ, the flavor and the aroma of Christ. But something else happens to you. You take on a whole new identity, and you begin to become the man or woman of God that He has always wanted you to become. You begin to become the man or woman of God that you have always wanted to be. When you let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, not only do you know what the Word of God says, you begin to become more and more like the author.
The fourth thing you do is you make it the seed that you grow through. Okay, this is the fourth metaphor. How do I integrate God's Word? I grow through it. Now, I told you a couple weeks ago that the Bible is often referred to as a seed, and it's planted in your heart. And when the truth is planted in your heart, if it finds good soil, it grows and it produces fruit. Remember last week? No root, no fruit. And fruit, God wants you to be fruitful in your life. In order to have that, you've got to have an open heart. You've got to have a receptive heart. You've got to have good soil in your life. Now, the fourth verse that we looked at, that we memorized earlier this month, Psalm 119, 18. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. There's a lot of wonderful things in the Bible, but you can't see unless God opens your eyes. Circle the word open. That means being receptive.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful you've chosen to spend some time with us. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time today. But first, if you love what you're hearing and you don't want to miss any part of this series, then contact us right away to get your own copy. The 40 Days in the Word complete audio series by Pastor Rick Warren is perfect for your personal audio library and sharing with friends and family. You have your choice of a CD, high-quality MP3s, or a flash drive. We'll send you this great audio series as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. This collection includes 7 complete commercial-free messages from Pastor Rick Warren that are sure to be a blessing to you and your loved ones. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. There's only 2 days left to get this awesome study tool, so contact us today. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Let me close this broadcast by sharing a letter from a listener in Rome, Italy. Her name is Heshen, and she says, Pastor Rick, I've relocated to Rome, Italy, where I'm currently working at the World Food Program. I really love listening to your sermons, and I also love reading your daily devotionals, which I share with many of my colleagues serving in the field offices in Africa and in other hardship duty stations. They appreciate receiving the message very much. God bless you, Heshen in Rome. Now, did you get this? A message that is starting in Southern California in the United States of America is being sent to Europe in Rome, Italy, and then it is being resent out to other continents like Africa. That is the amazing age of technology that we live in today. And that's why your gifts go much further than they used to go even 20 or 30 years ago. Our ability to reach listeners like Heshen and her friends, not just in Europe but in Africa, is a direct result of your prayers and your support for Daily Hope. So thanks so much. And by the way, join me next time when we continue looking into God's Word for our Daily Hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.